Good morning. It's November 29th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Advent, and the music you are listening to is Counting Down to Christmas by Clark Hellam from A Christmas Story, the musical. Advent. I gotta get it. I gotta get it this Christmas. Because it's almost nearly getting close to counting down to Christmas. It's almost time to see the tree light up the town for Christmas. It's 34,026 minutes more. A lot of people about my age are familiar with the 1983 movie A Christmas Story, based on the 1966 book entitled In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. It was later made into a Broadway musical, a song from which the opening quote was taken. The story centers around Ralphie Parker, the 9-year-old son who wants only one thing for Christmas, a Red Ryder carbine action 200 cartridge model air rifle. This, despite the fact that his mother, teacher, and even a department store Santa have warned him that he might just shoot his eye out. Much of the film portrays the growing excitement as Christmas draws closer. The excitement for Ralphie and all the other kids, of course, is the prospect of receiving presents. This is the season of Advent for all of Western Christendom, and there is growing excitement among believers as well. But our excitement, paradoxically, is for a gift we have already received. The birth of Jesus Christ marks the first physical presence of God incarnate. His sinless life, followed by a crucifixion that he suffered as atonement for our sins, led to the greatest possible gift of all, our redemption and resulting justification before our Creator. Our Christmas gift was purchased over 2,000 years ago and unwrapped the moment we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. In that moment, we were indwelt by the Holy Spirit and granted eternal life. Advent is the beginning of the liturgical year in most Western Christian denominations, including all mainline Protestant faiths and Roman Catholicism. The celebration dates back to at least the early 5th century. It marks a time of mental and spiritual preparation for the commemoration of the birth of Jesus Christ. The word itself derives from the Latin for coming arrival. The Greek translation is parousia, which usually refers to the second coming of Christ in the end times. Advent actually is a celebration from three perspectives: the coming nativity, the reception of Christ into the heart of the believer, and the second coming. No wonder it is an exciting time. Advent calendars, lighting of Advent wreaths, daily devotionals, erecting Christmas trees are all traditional parts of the celebration marked by the 4 consecutive Sundays before Christmas Day in the Western Church. Eastern Orthodox churches mark the time with a period of fasting as well, and on a slightly different schedule. As a child, I remember getting to open alternate doors of the Advent calendar with my brother. The excitement would build a little each day of the month before Christmas, and the calendar would remind us every day what the season was really about. As you move into the Advent season this week, maybe try to remember Ralphie's excitement when his dad shows him the last hidden present, and he realizes that his dreams have finally come true. It's the Red Ryder. Christmas is a time to commemorate the gift given to us, with the joy of giving gifts to others. Think how excited God was when he sent Gabriel and that host of angels to the shepherds in the field outside of Bethlehem. You'll never believe what I have for you guys under the tree. Father, thank you for the incredible, unexpected gift of your Son. He told us all we need to do is love you and love each other to enter your kingdom. Let your Spirit empower us to be a light to the world with our love this Advent season. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.